It's time to talk about art. Some of the most well-known exhibitions in Australia are the Archibald, the Wynne, and the Solomon Prizes. Now, the Archibald Prize is for portraits, as you probably know. Wynne for landscapes and sculptures, and the Solomon for subject, genre painting, or murals. And these exhibitions are always absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend you check them out. I was there a couple of weeks ago having a look. And we're very, very lucky on the daily this morning because here to talk about these amazing prizes is the curator of the exhibition, Anne Ryan. Anne, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
Now, let's just give us your overview of the exhibition from this year. The entrance, you know, are there themes running through these works, through all these different prizes?
Well, the thing about the Archibald, the Wynne, and the Solomon is that part of the rules pertaining to entrance is that the works have to have been painted within 12 months of the entry date. So they're always really current and they're always really speaking to whatever artists are kind of occupying artists' minds. And in the Archibald Prize this year, there are a few themes that seem to have emerged this year, coming out of COVID and coming out of the last few years of environmental upheaval that we've experienced, including floods and fires and drought. And there's also a really nice sense of the diversity of subjects. So people who are making a difference in Australia, who are attracting the attention of their artists who want to paint them. There's lots of different sorts of faces. And I think that's becoming increasingly reflective of who we actually are as a country.
Yeah, absolutely right. I can completely see that resonating as I walked through the different prizes a couple of weekends ago. Tell us a bit more about that sort of selection criteria that determines which artworks are selected as finalists. And is this selection criteria, does this sort of change over time? Does it sort of shift as the years go by?
Look, it does, but only a little bit. We tinker around the edges in terms of things like medium as art changes and as artists' materials change. But these three shows have been going for a really long time. The Archibald is in its 101st year this year. The Wynne is even older. It was set up in the 1890s. And so the original intentions of those shows haven't really changed. The Archibald really wants to capture those faces of people who've made a difference in Australia. And the Wynne really wants to try and see how artists are approaching the land on which we live. Obviously, things have changed as acrylic paints became a thing, so we expanded in that sense. But really, the spirit of these three shows has remained reasonably true to the original intentions all that time ago. The thing that keeps it relevant, of course, is that artists keep entering, and by necessity, the work that they're entering is from the moment they were in. So it's always a really fun show to see every year.
Absolutely. Now, tell us a bit about sort of how these artworks are selected, in the sense that, you know, you mentioned sort of the diversity. Now, there's artists and also subjects that are celebrities. We've got the likes of Hugh Jackman, you know, in terms of celebrity and in a subject, and then we have other lesser known figures, and then in terms of the artists, that's a range of people that have been represented in these prizes multiple times, like over a dozen times, and others who might be entering their first as a finalist. How is it sort of balanced between the public appeal of the better known artists and encouraging young and up and coming artists to, you know, enter artworks into the prize and become a part of them?
Well, these prizes are unusual in Australia. We have a lot of prizes in this country, but these prizes are judged from the object. So they're not judged from a photograph. Every single work is viewed by the trustees, who are the judges of the Wynne and the Archibald. And the Solomon Prize is judged by an invited single judge every year, which is usually an artist. This year it was Sydney artist Joan Roth. So they see every single work and they have very limited time and information to work from. So they're really going by visual impact and the sort of strength of the story that it seems to be telling. So every work goes past, it has a number and has an artist's name and a title attached to it. And with the Archibald, we also say who the sitter is. So it might be Jane Smith surgeon, for example. But you're right, there are artists who have entered many times, but there are always debutantes. And this year in the Archibald, 27% of the finalists are first-timers. And with the Thulman, it's 69%. So we're really getting new artists who are entering and new artists who are being picked up. It's what the judges are looking for is not just great paintings, but great stories. They're really looking for something that speaks to them in that immediate moment, because hopefully that will then translate for our audiences when they're encountering these paintings for the first time as well.
Mm. Yeah, and yeah, I think that's fantastic. And I think that that number for the Sulman Prize is wonderful as well, to see the encouragement of so many up-and-coming artists. Now, this year, the Archibald itself had a record number of Indigenous finalists. It's a difficult question, but is this increased representation due to a new wave of Indigenous artists? Have Indigenous people been underrepresented in this prize, or is there something else going on?
Look, I think, again, like with everything with the Archibald, it's reflective of what's going on out there in the real world. The first Indigenous subject appeared in an Archibald portrait in 1924. So the Archibald hasn't always been bland, white, old men in suits, which is something we've been learning as we've done more research into the history of the prize. That said, it is true that more Indigenous artists are entering the prize, and I think that's a reflection of the last year's the winner of the 99th Archibald, which was first Indigenous artist to win, Vincent Namatjira, for his self-portrait. And this year, of course, we have another Indigenous artist who has won the Archibald Prize, painting the first Indigenous woman as a subject of a winning portrait. So, but Black Douglas, this artist who won the Archie this year, he's entered many times. His practice is based on representing Indigenous subjects. He paints one portrait a year, and that's for the Archibald. And this year he's won with an amazing, monumental 3-metre-tall painting of fellow artist Carla Dickens, who also happens to be a dear friend of his. So, look, I think it's a reflection of more Indigenous artists entering the prize, more Indigenous artists following a professional path as artists. And again, that's 2022 for you.
Mm. I think Black Douglas is a listener to 2SER, so congratulations, Black Douglas, if you are listening. And I mean, it is, as you mentioned, I think monumental is a great way to describe the artwork, and I definitely encourage anyone to go out and have a look at it. Is there something to do? I noticed that plenty of these artworks, particularly in the Archibald, are very large scale. Tell us about how scale fits into it. Do they have to be these large artworks?
They don't. And in fact, we remember the large ones and we often forget the really tiny ones.
Yeah.
The smallest painting this year is less than 14 centimetres tall. It's a little work by Natasha Beniek of Patricia Piccinini, another artist. And she paints always on a very small scale. Her works are could be classified almost as miniatures in many ways. The rules, we do have some rules about size, and that's purely for practical reasons. So Black Douglas has pushed the envelope to the biggest size possible, 3 metres by 2 metres. And we have those rules just because we have to fit it into our building. Mm. And we also tour the Archibald around New South Wales for 12 months after it's shown in Sydney. So it has to be able to fit onto trucks and fit into our sister galleries around the state. But artists are always interested in trying to read the tea leaves and see what seems to attract the attention. But it's not always the case that largest works win. It may be just that they stay in our mind a bit longer because they took up more of our attention at the time.
They sort of do. It's this weird, maybe a subconscious little connection that we have where scale actually plays a role in your memory of it. I sort of... I'm wandering through my memory of the artworks on display, and they are the large scale ones that sort of stick there. You know, this is a good segue into your position as the curator of these prizes. As a curator, we talk about how hanging artwork allows different artworks to speak to one another on the walls. Tell us about what this means and what's involved in your job.
Absolutely, you're right. A prize is a different kettle of fish from the usual sort of show a curator will plan over many months or even years, with a good sense of knowing what works are going to be included and the stories behind them. I have to hang these works after encountering them the day before. So I have to make sense of them in the gallery space so that you get a sense as you're walking through that the works aren't fighting with each other. You have a smooth journey through the space where every work gets its own little space where you can spend some time with it and enjoy it and understand it in its own context. That said, some works seem to harmonise really well with each other, so I might group them together. They might have a similar palette or a similar energy to them. They might have a similar way of being painted, very expressive and brushy versus very tight and controlled and more traditional. So to make sense of what is always an incredibly diverse group of works, with just one thing threading them together, which in the case of the Archibald is portraiture, my challenge is to make it a seamless experience for the visitor as they go through the space so that every painting gets its due.
Amazing. And what a cool, I mean, you know, just from the outside as someone that doesn't work in the visual arts world, but the ability to understand these artworks and spend so much time with them and really thoughtfully put them together seems like an amazing opportunity. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for. I feel like I could ask you a million more questions because I'm a regular at these prizes each year and absolutely love them. And there was something about this year, I don't know whether or not it's where we are in terms of coming out of COVID or anything else, but there was an excitement and the feeling around the prize and around the exhibition was fantastic. So congratulations on such a successful series of exhibitions and prizes. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me to talk about it this morning.
You're welcome.
That was Anne Ryan there, curator for the Archibald, Wynne and Sulman Prizes. If you want to get out there, you can see these exhibitions at the Art Gallery of New South Wales from now right until the end of winter. And I highly recommend you do. There are some fantastic artworks out there.